الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. So we're going to start today with the du'a that we've taken from the extracts of the Sermon of the Prophet. So let's look at it. Let's remember the six things. And I said, by the end of Ramadan, these will be coming out of your ears. In other words, you will have heard them all the time. So فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ بِنِيَاتٍ صَادِقَةٍ. Ask Allah with a very, very truthful intention. وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ. Very pure hearts. Number one. أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِصِيَامِهِ. So you are able to fast. وَتِلَاوَةِ كِتَابِهِ. You're able to recite his book. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. You're able to do tawbah, because the most unfortunate person is the one who is not forgiven. إِنَّ أَبْوَابَ الْجِنَانِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مُفَتَّحَةً. The doors of Jannah are open. So we're going to ask our Rabb that he never closes them for us. And لا يغلقها عليكم. فاسألوا ربكم. And then he says, وأبواب النيران مغلقة. The doors of Jahannam are closed. We're going to ask Allah never to open them. And لا يفتحها عليكم. والشيطان مغلولة. And Shaitan is imprisoned. So we're going to ask Allah, فاسألوا ربكم. And لا يسلطها عليكم. That he never frees him for us. So always ask for six things. The moment you get up, after every salah, before every salah, just keep on asking. Today our focus is going to be Juz 10. My goodness. So Juz 10 has Suratul Anfal and Suratul Tawbah. And you've got a calendar there. Wonder why we've got a calendar. Now, my God, four of the months are in red. Well, we'll find out, inshallah. But first we're going to recite the first Juz of Surah number 10. So please, or rather Juz number 10. So please recite with me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعلموا أنما غنمتم من شيء فأن لله خمسه وللرسول ولذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل إن كنتم آمنتم بالله وما أنزلنا على عبدنا يوم الفرقان يوم التقى الجمعان والله على كل شيء قدير إذ أنتم بالعدوة الدنيا وهم بالعدوة القصوى والركب أسفل منكم ولو تواعدتم لاختلفتم في الميعاد ولكن ليقضي الله أمرا كان مفعولا ليهلك من حلك عن بينة ويحيى من حي عن بينة وإن الله لسميع عليم إذ يريكهم الله في منامك قليلا ولو أرى كثيرا لفشلتم ولتنازعتم في الأمر ولكن الله سلم إنه عليم بذات الصدور وَإِذْ يُرِيكُمُوهُمْ إِذِ الْتَقَيْتُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ قَلِيلًا وَيُقَلِّلُكُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ وَلِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تكونوا كالذين خرجوا من ديارهم بطرا ورئاء الناس ويصدون عن سبيل الله والله بما يعملون محيط وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ نَقَصَ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِنْكُمْ إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ وَاللَّهُ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. We're now going to read the three du'as. Please recite with me and loudly. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا علي يا عظيم يا غفور يا رحيم، أنت الرب العظيم الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور، وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه، وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر. فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك، من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن علي، وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور، اللهم أغني كل فقير، اللهم أشبئ كل جائع، اللهم اكسو كل عريان، اللهم اقضي دين كل مدين، اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب، اللهم رد كل غريب، اللهم فك كل أسير، اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين، اللهم اشفي كل مريض، اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك، اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك، اللهم اقضي عنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام، صل على محمد وآل محمد، وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام، واغفر لي تلك الذنوب الإثام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. We will now look at an extract from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali. And let's see what Imam teaches us to say here. He says, أدعوك يا سيدي. I call out to do. I do dua to you, ya Sayyidi, oh my master. بِلِسَانٍ كَدْ أَخْرَسَهُ ذَنْبُهُ. With a tongue that is full of sins, that's paralyzed with sins. It's just stuck with sins. Rabbi, oh my Rabb. أُنَاجِيكَ. I am telling you a secret. I'm telling you a secret conversation. بِقَلْبٍ, with my heart. قَدْ أَوْبَكَهُ جُرْمُهُ, that is so guilty of sins. أَدْعُوكَ يَا رَبِّي, I do dua to you, يَا رَبِّي. رَاحِبًا, رَاغِبًا, رَاجِئًا, خَافِيًا. You say, you know what, I am fearful. I feel I'm guilty, but I'm also hopeful. خَيْفًا, I'm also scared. But then I know, you know, raghaba and raj to ruju is to, I am really hopeful for you. I mean, I have my hope in you regardless of how I come to you. Then you say, idha ra'aytu, when I see maulaya, oh my master, dhunubi, when I see my sins, fazi'tu, I am so scared. Wa idha ra'aytu karamak, but when I see your generosity, oh my goodness, tami'tu, tami'tu means, I long for it. I want it. So this is about looking at our sins and then looking at the generosity of Allah and saying, Ya Allah, forgive my sins in this month. I'm going to start again. I'm going to try again and be really good. فَإِنْ أَفَوْتَ, and if you forgive me, فَخَيْرُ رَاهِمْ, you are the best of those who can be incredibly kind. So here, raise up your hands and say, Ya Allah, please forgive me. Just forgive me. I'd like you to forgive me. Lovingly pardon me totally. We're now going to look at an extract from the sermon of the Prophet. So he said, وَمَنْ تَلَى فِيهِ آيَةٌ. Whoever recites one ayah of the Quran, and I'll repeat tala again, it's to read, to internalize, to understand, to apply and teach. كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلَ عَجْرٍ مَنْ خَتَمَ الْقُرْآنَ فِي غَيْرِهِ مِنَ الشُّهُورِ. It is like you've completed a whole Quran in other months. Can you imagine? Just imagine. 6,236 ayat in the Quran. Now, if you only recited one, it's like completing the whole Quran in other months. Now, we've been journaling. So if we journal, we're going to do three today. Maybe we'll do five another day. Can you imagine that you can tell somebody, I finished five Qurans, because we read them, we internalize them, we try and understand them, we try and live them, and then we try and teach them. That's amazing, isn't it? And then he said, أيها الناس, O human beings. Now, we've done this in the dua. Inna abwab al jinan fi hadha shahri mufattaha. The doors of Jannah are open in this month. Fas'alu rabbakum. Ask your Rabb. An la yuglikaha alaykum. That he should not close them for you. And this is the dua. This is part of the dua that we do right in the beginning. Wa abwab al niran mughlaka. The doors of Jahannam are closed. Fas'alu rabbakum an la yaftaha alaykum. Pray to your Rabb that he never opens them for you. Inshallah, we will continue with the sermon. But today, because for some of us it is the 10th of Ramadan, which is the wafat of Sayyidah Khadija. But for some of you, tonight is the night of the wafat of Sayyidah Khadija. And I'd like to talk about this phenomenal woman, this awesome woman. So let's first look at her. She was a successful businesswoman. She was known as Malikatul Arab, the Queen of Arabia. Can you imagine? She was just something else. So when her mom and dad sort of both died within 10 years of each other, and their wealth was divided between their children, her father was called Khuwaylid ibn Asad, and she took over the business. She had the best of brains out of her siblings. So she took over the family business and she expanded it. And with the profits that she had, she helped the poor, the widows, the orphans, the sick, the disabled people of Makkah. She was just a phenomenal woman. Now, she used to run trade caravans. That means she used to send these caravans to different parts, to Syria and to Yemen, and they used to trade with them. And she was so impressed when she heard about Rasulullah that she employed him to be the head of the trade caravans. She knew he had experience with Abu Talib as his teacher. But she found out also that he had a reputation of being truthful and trustworthy. She was so impressed when he came back from the first trade caravan. She employed him totally. But she had a friend called Nafisa. And she said, Nafisa, can you see if he will marry me? She was 28, he was 25. And Nafisa arranges their marriage. Abu Talib reads the nikah. And it's at that time that he puts a black turban on Rasulullah's head. And even today you will find those who come from the progeny of Rasulullah, they're known as Sayyid, they wear black turbans. And he gave him a green akik ring. Isn't that amazing? She was the first to believe in Rasulullah. She was the first to pray behind him. And she was the love of his life. She was the mother of Sayyidah Fatima. And everything she had, remember she had all this business, everything she had, she put at his feet. But when she died, there wasn't enough money to even buy a coffin for her. You know what? I look at her sometimes and I think, what was it about him that inspired her to love him so much that she put everything she had at her feet? What energized her? Because every day at lunchtime, she would take food up to him. You know where he used to meditate on Jabal al-Nur and the mountain of Nur in the cave of Hira. I remember when I went to Makkah, it took me an hour to climb up there, and that was with really good trainers. She just went up there and took him lunch. And what was it about her? She forsook the respect of all the Makkans. The Makkans were her people, her community. But she married Rasulullah. She loved him. She was called Malikatul Arab, but she left all that because they hated her after that. Well, there's only one thing that I can think of, and that was she saw her God in him because he reflected divinity. Because of his awesomeness. And remember, he was TTC. Truthful, trustworthy, and compassionate. That's what she saw in him. She's one of the most awesome human beings. I mean, awesome with a capital A. I absolutely adore her, just adore her. So hopefully to initiate you, to learn a little bit about her, to be able to maybe to read more about her. And if anything else today, to say, Assalamu alayki, Ya Khadija, Ya Sayyida Khadija. Just to say a salam to her. She's just amazing. She's buried in Makkah. And like I said, she had given everything up to him. But when she died, there wasn't even enough money to buy a coffin for her. An awesome personality. But today we go back to our topic. And our topic is a juz a day. We're going to look at juz 10. Our focus is juz 10. Remember, the Quran is not revealed in juz and ajza. It's 114 surah, 6236 ayat. Juz 10 goes from Suratul Anfal, which is surah number 8, to Suratul Bara'a or Suratul Tawbah, which is surah number 9. And when we journal the Quran, it's literally for us to be able to connect to it. So we sort of make that Quran our own, we personalize it. Now before we start, always wudu, recite in Arabic, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, La ilaha illallah, and the dua of the Prophet. I love it. Walzam qalbi hifza kitabika kama allamtani. Make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. Make me want to love you, Ya Allah, through your book. Make me want to love your book. Make me want to love your Prophet, just as Sayyida Khadija loved your Prophet. Is something that we need to do. These are the du'as that we need to do when people say, do hajat. That's the du'as that we need to do. So we're going to start with Suratul Anfal. And we've already talked about Suratul Anfal, but I'm going to go over it a little bit more. So we know, whenever you think of Anfal, and we talked about what Anfal meant yesterday, you got to know that this surah is about the characteristics of true believers. Who are the really true believers? So I'm going to go over some of these characteristics, and you can probably write them down. So I'll go back to my Quran, and you can see. So if you've got this, then maybe you can write them down on here on a post-it note and put them there. Okay, so let's see. So there are a few things about them. When the name of Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. When Quran is recited, it increases them in faith. They trust Allah. But you know what, the practical things? Their life revolves around Salah. And I've said this so many times. If I were to ask you today, do you know the times of Salah? Do you know Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha? Or do you only know Maghrib because it's time to break your fast? I'm only talking about me, not you. Or do you only know Fajr because that's the time when Sehri will finish, or 10 minutes before? So this is every day of our life to establish Salah. To start a conversation, to say, I will meet you before Salah or after Salah. I go to school before or after, always after and before Salah. And at the times of Salah, to raise your hands in dua. They spend out from whatever Allah gives them, whatever it is, their energy, their wealth, whatever they have. They migrate. That means when things are difficult, they make a paradigm shift. They change things, if it's only in their heads. They always do their best in Allah's way. They strive. And you know the last thing. They always help human beings. They're just helpers. That's what they are. The first ayah that we're going to journal is ayah 41. And this is the ayah for Qums. So this is also the first ayah of this juz. And you can't forget. So you know juz 10 Qums. Can you remember that? 5 times 2 is 10. Not difficult to remember. What does he say? وَعَلَمُوا No. أَنَّمَا Whatever غنمتم, whatever you gain. Now غنمتم is 2 things. It could be, like we talked about, Anfal, spoils of war. But it also, what you have acquired, what you have gained, what you have got. So he says, whatever you have gained, whatever, and we'll see what we're told gaining is, whatever is of your savings, min shayin, of anything, فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ Then for Allah, كُمُسَهُ 1/5, kumusahu is 1/5, 20%. Walil Rasul, and for the messenger. Walidil Qurba, and for those who are in need. Wal Masakin, Masakin again, those who are needy as well. Wabnis Sabil, and the refugee. That's what he says. In kuntum amantum billahi, if you believe in Allah, let's go to my Quran, and you can see it over there. You can read it with me. In kuntum amantum billahi, if you believe in Allah, wama anzalna ala abdina yawmul furqan, and in that which we revealed to our abd on the day of furqan, yawmul taqal jama'an, when the two parties met, wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir, and Allah has power over everything. And you can see in my Quran, I put 1/5 and khums. Now, khums is on a few things, on savings, or if you have money that is not halal mixed with haram money, you have to take out 1/5, doesn't matter whether it's savings or not, on mines and minerals, on precious stones that you get by diving in the sea, on treasures, on spoils of war. But we're going to look at savings. So if you have savings, then what you would do is you would pick your date in a year, any date you want, your birthday, 31st of December, 30th of Dhul-Hijjah, 29th of Dhul-Hijjah, whatever day you want. And you will look at all your savings and you will take out 1/5 as khums. And that's an important thing to do. Now, the fiqh rules you can look up, but please write in your Quran 1/5 khums. And if you want, and I think it's quite a good thing to do, is to make sure you write your savings. And you can write annual here, annual date, pick a date. And always remember, it's the first ayah of the 10th juz, 841, and that's where it tells me to give khums. All right, let's go back and go to the next ayah. Okay, and this is 874. So if you turn to it in your Qurans, because you'll have to turn the pages and go to the last, second last ayah of Surah Al-Anfal. And what does Allah say here? Shall we have a look? And again, these are qualities. We looked at them when we looked at the qualities of believers, right? So this is the last bit. He says, "Walladina aman," those who believe. Wahajaru, and they moved, hijra, you know, they moved from one place to another. Now, it doesn't necessarily only mean moving physically, also moving with a thought in our mind. Wajahadu, and they strive really hard. They strive really, really hard. So what do? Fi sabilillah. They strive in the way of Allah. So they try and please Allah. They do things, not what's pleasing Allah, if you remember, obedience to Him and serving His creation. وَالَّذِينَ آوَوْا, and those who protected, وَنَصَرُوا, and helped, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا, these are the true believers. Now look what Allah gives. We talked about all the qualities. He says, لَهُمْ, for them, مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ, we will forgive them. We give them forgiveness and we give them a generous provision. It's amazing, isn't it? So you can see, I've highlighted it in green and I've circled all the bits that will tell me what I need to do. I've also put the hijra, okay? And hijra means to change the way we are. It's physical moving as well, but it's also to change the way we are. Now the next thing we're going to look at is Surah Al-Bara'a. Surah Al-Bara'a is also Surah Al-Tawbah. And Surah Al-Tawbah and Surah Al-Bara'a are exactly the same. We don't recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Why? And you find, if somebody told you, what is Surah Al-Bara'a about? Well, this is where we find that there is an open statement of saying, this is what hypocrisy is all about. Now, what is hypocrisy? Hard word, isn't it? Hypocrisy is when you believe something else, but you show something else. So you don't actually believe good, but you say you do. And these are some of the things that in this surah, which tells us what a hypocrite does. Now, it's not about pointing to somebody and saying you're a hypocrite. It's about looking at ourselves and saying, do I have anything in me like this? And if it is, I need to take it out. Because the Prophet told his companions that hypocrisy enters a human being like a black ant on a black rock on a black night. It's so difficult to see. So let's see what they do. They make excuses. When they're told to do something difficult, these were people who were told to go to Tabuk. Tabuk was a battle they had to go to. They made so many excuses. You know what one of them said? He said, well, I can't go because on the way to Tabuk, there's a town where there's so many pretty women and I might like them and I might do something wrong, so I don't want to go. That's the stupid excuses they made. They cause dissension, which means they like to cause fights in people. They like to make sure one against the other. When something good happens to people who believe, they are sad. And when people who believe are going through a hardship, they get happy. They think they can use their money to buy people out. Now, this is something we need to look at. they approach Salah with laziness. Really lazy when it comes to Salah. Oh, do I have to go and pray, they say. Let's hope we're not one of those. When they have to give charity, oh, do I have to give? And if they don't get the same as people who are needy, they say it's unfair. They hurt the Prophet. And hurting the Prophet, that's not good at all. If you know, the Prophet said, for example, Fatima tu bid'atu minni, Fatima is part of me. Can you imagine if we were to hurt Sayyida? And Sayyida used to love Imam Hussein, right? Can you imagine those who hurt him? They are so scared that something's going to be written about them. And it was. What else do? They encourage people to do wrong. And they stop people from doing good. When they make promises, they're lying. They're very, very stingy. And they make fun of the believers. Really something we got to think about and look at ourselves. The first ayah we're going to look at is 936. Okay? So, if you turn your Qur'ans to 936, we're going to look at it. I'm going to turn mine and you can have a look as well. There we go. What does it say? And this was the calendar that I talked to you about, that I said was in the shelf, remember? And I told you, what is this all about? He says, Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allahi 12. The months from Allah is 12 months. So it's a divine revelation. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jamadul Awwal, Jamadul Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, what else? Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and Dhul-Hijjah. He says there are 12 months. Since the day, he says, Fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-arz, since the day he created the heavens and the earth. Minha, out of these four, he says, Arba'atun hurum, four of them are sacred. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. And that is the right way to look at this. So what are these 4 months? So let's look at my Quran, and hopefully you will have highlighted that too. I've put 12 months, and I've put four are sacred. You can put four like that. Now which are these 4 months? I've highlighted إِثْنَ عَشَرَ شَهْرًا here, and I've put مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةُ هُرُمْ. They're ذُلْقَعْدَ, ذُلْهِجَّ, مُحَرَّمْ, and رَجَّبْ. Do you want to write those? ذُلْقَعْدَ, the Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. And maybe at the side here, you could put 12, and you could put a line, and you could put 4. So you know there are 12 months, out of which 4 are sacred. That's why Rajab is called Rajabul Asr, because it's on its own, and these 3 are together. So they weren't allowed to fight then, at all. The Arabs wouldn't fight at all. And still Allah calls these sacred, and these months are to be respected. So, inshallah, you will have highlighted your Quran. Let's now read a Surah Al-Fatiha for the marhumin. Let's read the dua for protection and the ziyarah of Aba Abdullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladh-dhallin. Close your eyes, ask Allah to give the thawabs to all the marhumin, especially those of your family. Pray for those who are ill and those who are in trouble. لي خمسة عطفي بها هر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاتمة السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, I'll see you tomorrow. Fi amanillah kareem. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.